Good evening. We want to welcome you to our midweek Bible study for our Wednesday night Bible class. And I hope you'll have your Bibles with you. We're going to be reading a passage of Scripture, and we'll be reading Revelation chapter 7. And before we get to that reading, I want you to think about it from this standpoint. We're living in a time when we realize that because of this virus, there's a great deal of concern, and a great deal of fear, and a great deal of change that's taken place for all of us in order to try to protect ourselves from this virus. But we also realize that we live in a world where we have problems and we have tribulations. Jesus said, in the world, you have tribulation, problems, difficulties. And Jesus also tells us to be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. All of us are going to die unless we're still alive when Jesus comes back. And so death is not something that's going to be absent from us nor around us. I couldn't help but think this week we've buried three individuals who are very dear to us. Actually, we've had three deaths. We've only had one burial. But we have had the burial for our dear sister, Shirley Wilson. And now Matt Snow has passed away. And also Bill Mueller has passed away. And those three deaths have hit all of us very hard and very close to all of us. But none of them had anything to do with this virus. And that's going to be the way that it is. We live in a world where unless Jesus returns, we're all going to die, and we're all going to go through problems and difficulties. So I wanted to read for us this statement that comes from the book of Revelation chapter 7. And I want you to read it along with me, and I hope, again, you'll take the time to use this as an opportunity to talk about it in your family and with your loved ones, and maybe to discuss some things that you see and you learn. And I would love to hear what you think, not only about the reading that we did from Sunday night, but also this reading that we're going to do from Revelation chapter 7. So if you will, we'll begin in verse 1. And what's occurring here is that angels are stationed at the four corners of the earth, ready to unleash the winds that God is going to bring upon all of the earth that will bring suffering and tribulation, and all different kinds of things into this world. And we're all too familiar with what some of those things are. And then this happens in Revelation chapter 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of God. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. 144,000 is a figurative number. It stands for and represents all of those who belong to God. It will stand for all of those of Israel and all of those who have faith in Christ, all of those who've believed in the God of Israel and all of those who have faith in Christ. And then, John, having heard the number, he begins to realize the breakdown. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. After this, I looked, John says, and there, behold, before me was a great multitude that no one could count. From every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And before we go a little further in his description, notice these weren't individuals just from the 12 tribes of Israel. These were individuals from every nation and from every tribe and from every language. And we're told more about those people. They were wearing white robes and they were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All of the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders, all the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and they worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and forever. Amen." Something striking about that before we read the next verse. It was the human beings who led the praise to God. And in response to the praise led by the human beings, all the host of heaven fell down with them and praised God in the same way that the human beings were. Now it goes further. Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." He said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation." That means this earth, this world in which we have tribulation. "They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." They believed in Jesus Christ. They believed in what Jesus had done for them and that he was the Son of God. They were baptized into him and devoted their lives to him to become followers of him and to submit their lives to him. They had been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, they are before the Lamb of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Yes, we live in a world of tribulation and troubles, and we are constantly surrounded by it. But we have hope. We have hope in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has already overcome this world. And by our faith in him, we overcome through him. Take these words. Think about them. Talk about them with each other. Share with me what you think. Share with me ideas that you come up with from this reading that were helpful to you and strengthening to you and encouraging to you. Now, before we close, let me repeat the announcements that were made Sunday so that you can be aware of them. We will update them if need be through our calling post. Keep in mind that on Sunday and on Wednesday nights, we will have recorded devotionals. There will be some problems with the live streaming, and we've been experiencing that. And Bobby Fry and those who are working with our sound booth are working hard with the people who do that to try to get that corrected. And we may have to make some adjustments on how those are done, but we'll be keeping you informed as to exactly how we're going to do it. If you wish to mail in your contribution, you can write a check and mail it to the church, or bring your contribution by the church office. And again, the church office will be open Monday through Friday from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Our sympathy is again expressed to Mark and Diane Snow in the death of their son, Matt. A memorial service has been planned for a later time. Our sympathy is also extended to Susan Mueller and her entire family in the death of her husband and our dear brother, Bill Mueller. Susan plans to have a graveside service, and she has not yet made the exact arrangements for that time. We'll keep you updated through calling post. We urge you to be safe and be careful, and please call and let us know if there's anything we can do for you or get for you or any help that we can offer to you. Have a good day and a good night. Let's close together in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time we were able to open your word together. We thank you for the hope it gives us. We ask you to be with us and help us to be strong and trust you and trust it and to be the people you would have us to be. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.